There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left. Side stories.
Yeah, you love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I want a spell that keeps Wendy alive forever. Can you do
that? Would
what
be
do?
That's horrific, by the way.
No, because she always lives. She always learns.
Then it's just what I want to die. Please let me die. And, but you're like, no, sorry, Wendy.
No, Wendy, no, you can't. Because look at your mother. All right, look. Do you want to make your mother cry? Do you?
So
Wendy?
You would rather be surrounded by a quasi zombie dog that's miserable than have Wendy pass on to doggy heaven,
for
where
sure.
She can hang out with a bunch of other doggy in heaven.
She doesn't even like other dogs.
Well, then her heaven won't have any dogs. Heaven is, first of all, it's not a place on earth.
Heaven is a place on earth.
Hell is a place on earth.
Well, it's because heaven doesn't exist. So you have to make it a place on earth. So you have to live this life now. If you're listening to the show right now, I want you to go out there. I want you to tell that woman. I want you to tell that man that you love them. There's not enough time out there. There's enough time. Kissel?
What?
I appreciate you as a friend.
I appreciate
you. How about that? Remember that. How little time there is. How fragile we all are as a bunch of buckets of goop.
You're scaring him now. Welcome to Side Stories.
This is the main story. The main story is life is short.
Is it? I can't tell. I feel like life is short in your final year when you're 83, but then the rest of the time you have to remember how long it was and how hard it was. And just, I think, we got a nice lifespan now. When we're talking about the Black Death, lifespan there, a little young.
It was a little young.
On the short side. But now we're in that 80s range. I don't know if we need to go too much higher.
I'm going to 175.
I'm not
using aluminum in the deodorant. I cut down to pork to 2 times a week. I'm only drinking 5 days a week.
That's 2 days off.
I'm getting to 175. That's a weekend for my liver.
Oh, that's very nice.
Like I'm going to get there. I'm going to get the robot dick. I'm going to get a robot brain. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
No, you can't get the robot brain. You have to keep your human brain. Otherwise, you're completely a robot, and then you're not Henry anymore.
I can't remember simple facts.
No, absolutely not. Well, one of the things, speaking of facts, we may have gotten some things wrong on last week's episode.
Sure.
When we were all speculating right. About Whale Man, the guy who was a lobster. He was not down there looking for lobsters. Like people do. And then he said, I was eaten by a whale. And then he had no bruises. And then I said, I don't know. Skeptical cap. But his son went on AMA and his son was really nice. And his son said that he got eaten by a whale. So I believe him.
Well, what we have now, what we now know.
AMA was kind of, I almost feel bad for talking about him because he said there was one question where he's like, how's your dad dealing with all the attention? He's like, he's overwhelmed.
Yes, he's overwhelmed and scared. Yeah, he's a simple man. He liked his lobster.
So we
collecting
just,
like they say lobster fishermen, but. You just pick the lobsters up off the ground.
Yeah, that's a lobster fisherman.
I know. I know you got to go down and get them, but it's not like because you take you don't need a lure. You know what I mean? You know, bring them into a boat with. Well, I'm now insulting all of our lobster fishermen listeners.
You put the little crate down there. The lobsters are like, that looks like an Applebee's for lobsters. They go in thinking they're going to get some appetizers. Mm. They don't realize they're the appetizer.
That's what's going to happen to me.
Exactly.
But the main thing is the word ate. That's what people were getting hung up on.
Yes.
Everyone was kind of getting hung up. They were saying that he got eaten. But it's like, no. He never went past the mouth sphincter. Whatever that is. When you travel from a whale's mouth to its guts, he physically could not be able to get in there. We now know that.
We know that. Also, I learned, thank you for everyone who told me, whales, they don't really chew their food. They just kind of gulp it up like me at a buffet as I'm hammered in Las Vegas.
Yes.
They just pour it all in and hope they got something good.
And I want to say it kind of soaks. We're already in a territory where we don't know what we're talking about.
No clue.
Again. But he said that he was probably stuck inside of just the mouth hole. And we just want to say what a brave man to manage to fight a whale and he survived. And now he will get nothing but ridicule. He probably will sell a book. He should do some form of like, man, if Nike did a line of lobster fishermen boat shoes,
I would buy them in a heartbeat.
This is the time for him to cash in, get some kind of, I don't know what you got to do, some kind of cocktail sauce.
Ooh.
Tie-in. Some. I'm trying to think, what's a nautical?
Oh, I like that. That's actually a great kind of design. You have a shrimp cocktail design, so you get a little pink on top, a little red on the bottom of the shoe. It's all themed after the cocktail, shrimp cocktail, but it's for the lobster fisherman.
You mean to tell me there's not a rapper/basketball player that will not wear Nike lobster salad? like themed.
Not only will they
cocktail shrimp.
I think this one might be specifically for podcasters. This might be the only time ever where people who are athletic or really cool will be like, not going to wear that Nike. But then every podcaster around, they're going to have those cocktail shoes.
What if we start selling a line of padded podcasting underwear that has lined cushions in it, and it's all about sitting with exceptionalism? Like, that's what it is. It's all about, like, can you sit actively enough? Your ass needs the support as well, as much as the fucking the arches of your feet.
Extreme sitting. Not only is that a $1 million idea, somebody just stole it, and they're already, and I'm already wearing them.
Where's Pinpoint? Oh, no, I thought that was just, oh, I thought that pouch was your natural body cushion.
No, sir.
Ooh, you fancy.
Anyhoot. Well, Henry, let's start with this.
Oh, yeah, also, you know what another big correction was?
What's that?
It's Tacos de Mayo.
Oh, not Taco Mayo.
No.
Taco the Mayo.
But what I still understand, I know that everyone's saying it's like Cinco de Mayo, like the month, right? May 5th.
Sure.
But so what you're still just saying Tacos de Mayo or Tacos Mayo stuff. It's like that just May's tacos.
Taco the May.
Taco the May. May time tacos. So it's that's why we were having trouble understanding.
Absolutely. Well,
because otherwise, the two of the smartest men outside of the two guys
that invented Idaho,
Jimmy
maybe?
And John from Jimmy John's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Both apparently horrible people.
Horrible people.
Apparently. Anywho, Henry, if I ask you to kill me, can you not do it the way that this woman did it?
Okay.
So there was a woman. Her name is Elizabeth Durkee. The Durkee turkey.
Exactly. It means a dumb turkey.
Indeed, it's a turkey. She suffocated her grandmother and then lit her body on fire.
Okay.
But Durkee says it's because her grandmother was a little bit up there in age. She was 72 years old. And
that's
she said,
not that old.
Not that old. She said that she wanted to die, so she was helping her grandmother die. Even if that is true, why with the burning of the body and the suffocating? Can you kill somebody? Kill me a little bit kinder, please.
If you're going to suffocate someone, I guess if you're over 70, it's a little bit easier. But at the same time, have you seen Arnold Schwarzenegger? He'd be difficult to fucking strangle, and he's almost 80.
Yes, he would be.
But strangling someone, I mean, a little bit of an education for audience. Strangling someone takes about 3 to 4 minutes of continuous effort.
We learned that. I forget what series we learned that from.
Arthur Shawcross and Kemper.
Yes.
Right. It takes a long time, and it's a physically arduous task. Arthur Shawcross, he did it because he was 300 pounds fun, and he just put the weight into actually choking people. He had overlarge hands, and he would clench, and he'd just sit. And he just waits till you just stop jerking around. When you get your grandmother, because my mother has had this conversation with me many times.
Sure.
How many times she said, Henry Thomas, when I have Alzheimer's, I want you to get your father's service revolver and I want you to shoot me in the head.
It's still a felony. You're going to go to jail.
We'll do it now. You know what I mean? But no,
she
I'm not.
She has to do it herself.
I know, but she'll never do it.
She loves
herself too much.
What's the law of putting a loaded gun by your grandmother or by your mother as she has Alzheimer's? Maybe. And maybe you do one of those things where it's like an Instagram thing where it's like, maybe it's a cake. You never know. You have to pull the trigger because everything on Instagram is a cake and I'm getting a little bit freaking annoyed with it. Then are you guilty?
I don't know.
Maybe you're just aiding and abetting a murder.
I think my mom wants me to lift up the gun to put to her head just so that she can have the moment being like, did you really want to shoot me in the head? Just so she can see. She can always play every side of every mental game.
You are emotionally so damaged by your mother.
Yes, but when it comes to an old woman, I imagine she did at some point, this conversation came up. She says, when I am at this age, I am in so much pain, I want you to handle me. So what happens is that this young woman, this Miss Durkee, when Durkee decided to go in, right, she's a female?
This is a Durkee. This is a lady.
This is a lady. Younger, right?
36.
Oh, well, young.
Yeah.
That's young. And so when she's strangling this woman, you know at some point the woman's like, not like this.
Well,
not like this. Like she didn't want to be strangled and then set on fire.
Interestingly enough, the way that you describe it, I actually think is more humane than how she did it. So Durkee allegedly after dinner on June 7th, helped her grandmother into the bed. And that's when she said, I love you. And then she duct taped her nose and mouth until she stopped moving. So duct tape can do everything. Jesus, can't it fix a drain, kill your grandmother?
She killed her she killed her like it was from a David Fincher movie.
Yeah. So
you don't. That's nightmarish. So you take your beloved Nana. Right. And she's sitting there. She's just so being like, I can't wait to go and see what color the clouds are in heaven.
If she even said that.
Meanwhile, you just go, oh, duct tape. I see you trying to fix that loose chair. Oh, that chair's been loose for so long. I'm sick of the. What are you doing? What are you? Shut up, Grandma. Shut up. Like that is.
Also, after dinner, I'm sorry if you're going to suffocate me. I want it on an empty stomach. Because you're probably going to vomit.
You immediately shit your pants.
Of course, it's horrible. So there's also a two-year-old daughter in the house. So this grandmother is lying in this bed, duct taped up, nose and mouth, for 4 days. And Durky is just going back, doing what Durkies do. I can't even imagine, like, drinking water all wrong. I have no idea what a Durky does.
They walk on treadmills when they're not on. You know what I mean? They just walk in place and act like they're exercising. Durkies also, they love just straight, raw ass.
You know, buddy, I freaking believe it. So she's pacing around the house doing what turkeys do, and then she's like, I got the idea. 44 days later, she just lit the whole house on fire.
I think she just wanted to set the house on fire.
Yeah, Durky says she determined she would light their house on fire with herself and the two-year-old daughter inside, but she later changed the plan and decided that she would leave with her daughter and have the house burn so that her and her daughter weren't in it, which I guess was, that's a Durky, that's a thank you for that side of Durky kindness.
Yeah, that's a Durky, she Durkied her way to safety because she realized, oh, fire's hot, me no like fire,
no
fire does burn.
Not to mention she has a two-year-old daughter who was, of course, the ultimate victim in all of this, and the grandmother.
Hopefully the grandmother asked to be murdered.
This took place in Wisconsin.
You're 72 is not that old.
It's really not. Now, Wisconsin.
I mean, it's old, but it's not like kill me old.
A Wisconsin 72. Let's remember the Wisconsin lifestyle. It is wonderful and great, but not necessarily conducive to longevity.
No.
The cheese, the beers, the religion.
A lot of sitting. You got long winters. So you're inside eating a lot of comfort foods.
Yes, indeed.
You have very intense, a weird political divide. In your country, sure, in your state.
In the state, sure there is. Absolutely.
Yes, so you're dealing with that. You're being pulled back and forth. You don't know who to believe. You're 72 years old. One thing, you know, one commercial's telling you fucking take colloidal silver. There's another commercial telling you to store in the Capitol. It's just like all, you don't know what to do.
Next thing you know, you're doing cash for gold and you've lost all your money. So she is a Wisconsin 72. Her husband was dead. And according to Durky, she said she wanted to go be with him. But every grandmother after their husband dies, says that. My grandmother, who basically, on my mom's side, basically killed my grandfather. That, and of course, the asbestos cancer, but the poisoning. But my grandfather forgave her on his deathbed. Yes. And then for the rest of her life, she would look up to the heavens and say, Herb. And then she would, like, pray to him, but she hated him, and she made his life miserable.
Yes.
So all of that was just nothing more than a manipulation, because, of course, she lived about another 30 years. Mm-hmm. And if I took every time she said, oh, I wish I was dead, like she would yearn for death.
Of course.
If I took that literally and did duct tape her mouth until she died, I think I would still be in the wrong.
Well, because I grandmothers really think...
This is part of their mental mind fuck.
They are trying to make themselves okay with death by gaining agency over it, perhaps. Where you sit
there's that aspect.
You're sitting constantly wishing for death, kind of wondering whether or not you will take it upon yourself, because she's looking at you and she thinks that, like, maybe, just maybe, my grandson's got the stones to do it, and he'll come in here because she's seen your eyes go black. She's seen you wrestle.
Sure.
She see how big your hands are. You know, at the time, you're emotionally maladjusted, so you're just like, you know, God knows, you probably woke up several times strangling teddy bears in your sleep.
No, I never did.
I'm just saying, I'm floating.
You know what my dream's about? You know what I dream about? Like the one that I had today, this afternoon, or this morning, which I guess goes into the 10:30. No, actually, I was up in the morning. Congratulations, Ben.
Jesus Christ. We're podcasters. Our day starts when the microphones turn on.
Anyway, today I had a dream where I was supposed to memorize all the songs from Ween. I don't know how that crept in there.
Denver.
And it was the
Ween fans from Denver that also drove the Subaru Outbacks.
There was the show. It was 3 days from now. I don't know any of the damn songs. and I get very nervous, and then I have a tense dream. Those are my dreams. I don't dream about murdering my grandmother, although I did have some memories because I was hanging out with some old high school friends. One time I was farting in the back of her car, and then she just sprayed aerosol in my face for like 5 minutes, probably got me all messed up.
Yeah, but that's cute. That's like funny. A fun sitcom kind of fight.
People don't understand. Grandmothers are some of the most dangerous human beings on the face of the planet.
For certain.
They've seen everything. They don't care. They're not going to jail.
Well, especially, she came here from wartime Germany.
No, this is my mother's grandmother.
Oh, this is the bad one.
Yeah, no.
But this is the bad one because the other one. Yeah,
interestingly enough.
The other one just turned a blind eye. But she was very sweet. She was the one, her pants always fell down. Yeah. Europa. Yeah.
No, that's my mother's side. My God, Lillian. That's my mom's mom.
Oh, that's
her pants
cute.
Would fall down all the time.
She's the bitch.
She was mean, but she also got a lot of guys drunk in the retirement home.
Yes, I remember. And, yeah, she brought the handle in there.
I was so bad at basketball. I was so tall. I would get my own rebounds, and then I would never make the shot. And then she'd stand up, her pants would fall down, and she would say, "Just give him the points. Give him the points." And technically, that was her being supportive.
Yes,
although also extremely disappointed
and very embarrassing.
Yeah, of course.
At the same time.
All right.
Well, no. If I was going to kill you, Kissel, don't worry. I would buy heroin. We would do it the old school way. Oh. We'd put you to sleep. We'll fill you with your favorite foods.
25 years later, after a great music career, Ben died.
We will just drive you to your favorite locations. You can go look at, like, we'll go down to the porthole. We'll drive around. You can go look at it. You can go, like, anywhere you want to see, and then we'll just shoot you up full of heroin in an Applebee's bathroom. We'll just leave you there.
The porthole, by the way, one of the more interesting exotic clubs in Florida. I was speaking with someone, a gal who bartended there. She's like, "I used to bartend at the porthole," and she put Christmas lights on the bottom of the bar, right?
Sure.
Because to kind of make it, like, a little life.
Yeah,
festive,
yeah. You feel like, yeah, maybe there's a holiday. Like, time does pass inside of the porthole.
But then all the ladies got super pissed because she was fucking with their handy money. Because they give handies under the, and they're like, "You can't put the light there because that's our hand. That's the handy spot." Anyway, the porthole is it's an American tradition. All right.
Wow. And you know what? I think it made it through COVID.
Yeah, it probably started it. That may have been it.
Live from your grave.
All right. This is a story that I just think is, I mean, obviously it's not fair. And there's a lot of things that are getting, there are problems deep within the story, but this is side stories. And that's the whole nature of this show.
Absolutely.
Fast food staff arrested for not giving a police officer free burgers. This is from Pakistan. And I just think it's fun. I like this idea of just someone, this is the kind of police corruption I understand. All 19 workers at a fast food restaurant in Pakistan were detained after refusing to give a group of police officers free burgers last week.
It's a bribery scam. They were trying to shake them down.
Now, this is apparently a big chain in Pakistan, which is Johnny and Jugnu.
Oh, cool.
In Lahore. They were rounded up at, what was it? It says...
Don't even try to know that time.
What it is?
It's a military time. 0100
GMT. What is?
I think it means 1 p.m.
Okay, this is not the first time something like this has happened at our restaurant. A statement by the burger chain said, 9 police officers involved in the incident have now been suspended. Senior provincial police officer Inam Ghani announced the suspensions on Twitter, saying, "No one is allowed to take the law into his own hands, mm-hmm. and justice will not be tolerated. All of them will be punished."
So you're telling me all it took in Pakistan was 9 officers to demand hamburgers for them to get suspended.
Mm-hmm.
In this country... You
wanton violence, random murders in the street,
fine,
unarmed
fine.
People, children shot in the head, people choked to death in forums they're not even allowed to do anymore. They're shocked to death with the what's it called, the fucking tasers. They're shocked to death again and again and again. People blinded with pepper spray.
And then maybe a cop will get like a vacation for a week.
Honestly, it sounds nice. It sounds like a way to get out of work.
It seems like Pakistan is a little bit stricter on their police force, and dare I say that might be better because they can't constantly be going to these burger joints and shaking them down for meat.
Upon rejecting their request for free burgers, more like a milkshake them down. Upon rejecting their... I had to stop it.
You did it. Milkshake them down.
Upon rejecting their request for free burgers, which has become a common practice for them, the police officers threatened our managers and left only to to return the next day to further harass and pressurize our teams.
Oh my goodness, leave these people alone.
They just grabbed it. They grabbed the manager, they handcuffed him. They emptied the entire branch. They took all of the kitchen crew, including the rest of the managers. They handcuffed them.
What?
The restaurant also said the staff were not allowed to close down the kitchen. They said all of the fryers were still running, customers were waiting for their orders, and they're just out there all getting lined up and handcuffed.
Well, now, the more I think about it, this is a kidnapping.
It's a kidnapping.
This is not a demand for a burger. This has gone so insanely crazy.
This is terrorism.
This kind of is the scariest thing a cop can do. And I do think in this country, fast food, that might be where we draw the line.
I think
if you mess with the Burger King, they truly will come down and lay the hammer down on you.
We notice we haven't seen it happen. And you'll wonder who's greasing what palms with the hamburger grease, right? Who's doing what? How deep in the pocket is the police departments of the entire country?
A big food.
Big food, big taco.
Well, do they
big
still,
hamburger.
Let us know out there if you're working in one of these fantastic establishments. Are they still doing like the free donut for a cop, you know, that kind of stuff? Is that still a thing or has that sort of gone by the wayside? I don't know.
I'm certain that there are places that you go and they, you know, they give you discounts. I imagine that, like, to me, that seems actually pretty customary. If you see somebody in uniform, a lot of times you would give them some form
like
of discount.
Like a Nazi uniform. So if,
only
like,
if they've come from a school play.
Okay.
Because sometimes
then they're actors.
I remember when we did Diary of Anne Frank in high school.
Are you joking right now?
No, of course not.
Wait, your school took on the story of Anne Frank.
So, you know how, again, think about the amount of just seriousness and the,
how
the
did
educational,
that get past?
Like, what we did, the historical perspective us as 14 year olds had. Well, I played Mr. Fondant because I was the fattest one. And I always play the older people.
What was Mr. Fondant's role?
Well, Mr. Fondant always was sneaking the food. He snuck the food, and that's why everybody thought I was the one who goes, I am looking out for my family. And I did that sort of accent, too.
Wow.
We went to state competition. We did very well with that play.
Okay, it's an intense subject matter, but I suppose
it is. And we did the modernized version because there was two major Broadway versions of Diary of Anne Frank. There was one that was very kind of plastic. It was very family friendly, and it was way more about how sad the Holocaust is. Yes, because it was.
Okay, this is a young girl hiding in an attic so she wouldn't be killed by Nazis, who then does end up dying by the hands of Nazis. What do you mean it was lighthearted? Like, how did they, well, like, what did they buffer it with?
It was just way more, they didn't show any of the violence. We did the modern version of it where the end of the play was Nazi officers coming in and rounding us up. Right? Jeez. Really fucking intense.
If you're going to do it accurate. And that's what happened. So I agree with your decision.
And we had a Holocaust survivor come and speak to us. She
what
came.
How triggering was that?
It was interesting. We had to learn. We had to see because her whole story was, and we were up in the holes. Because she had kind of the same story where she was stuck in like an attic type thing, hiding.
Yeah.
Like, and we dropped a jar of mustard.
Oh my God.
And it broke. And we all stood in silence. And we said, will we all die?
Oh my
because
God.
Of a jar of mustard. But the thing was, she came in a wheelchair, and then when I was watching her in the parking lot, she just got up and walked. So I don't know what happened. She could have been a whole ass. I don't think that's true. That's not true. She's dead now. God rest her. You know what I mean?
God rest her soul.
Yeah,
absolutely.
God, you know, whatever happened to her.
I feel so bad that she survived the Holocaust. I don't feel bad about that. I love that.
I love that.
I just feel so bad for her. She spent her twilight looking at the face of 14-year-old Henry Zebrowski, just be like, how do I get in the inside the mind of a Nazi?
And we ate a bunch of beans. It
and
was
you
huge
ate
for us.
Beans.
But at the end of the, we had to go and get, at the time, it was still very customary for people that did like historical costume, like, because now I don't think they do the full Nazi uniform anymore. Like where they had,
I don't know.
We got real, vintage, 1940s Nazi uniforms, because also like, you kind of don't want to answer, being like, how'd we get these here in Palm Harbor, Florida? But they
also, yeah, this is happening in Florida.
This is happening
large
in Florida.
Jewish community. I'm just wondering who was like, we got to go see that, honey.
There's a lot of Nazi memorabilia inside of like the pawn shops and antique shops of these like very small Florida towns. And I wonder if it just comes from veterans because, you know, my grandfather had shit that he stole off of dead Nazis.
What did he have?
He had a gun. He had a Ruger.
Like one of those. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Which we had a Luger, which was pretty sweet. He had like several, like he had things in his house. There were war trophies,
but we had 17-year-olds in full Nazi regalia, and they were trying to get into like deep like character, so they would walk around backstage and like terrorize us and shit do all that kind of stuff. But it was, I think about that now, about how like we definitely all went to McDonald's in full like costume, and then like, because after the show we'd go to Denny's because Denny's was open late, so after the show you'd go, and I remember them sitting there dressed as Nazis just eating a fucking Moons Over Miami.
God knows.
Innocent times.
Innocent times when people cosplayed as Nazis and didn't actually hold Nazi beliefs as much as perhaps some do now. Anywho.
We learned a lot about the Holocaust that time. And then I went and got I got psychically regressed. I did hypnotic regression and I went to my past lives. Yes, because my mom was super connected to this.
But you were 14 years old. You're right there. You already remember everything. What are you regressing to?
I went and I saw myself in the Holocaust.
Oh my God. You are such a white woman. You're like a white woman. And that's not even an insult. I'm just saying you weren't in the Holocaust. You were not there.
I connected so deeply to my character.
Your mom, I can't.
Because I knew I was there.
I hate you. Okay, let's talk about Sugar Water. Sugar Water.
Sugar Water.
No, that's fantastic, and I'm sure you did a great job in that play, and I'm sure your mother was very proud of you.
No,
did your mom go?
No, she would never come to see one of my shows.
Okay.
But when I also performed, I remember my biggest compliment. Someone said, I didn't know they let the teachers act in the play, but I think that's because I was so fat.
Anywho.
That's what a character actor used to be.
I know what character actors are. Well, maybe you're a little bit overweight because of sugar. You have to be very careful. Mm. Apparently, there's this woman. Her name is Karina Smith. She's 59. She attacked this dude. His name is Michael Baines. He was 81 years old. He was just chilling in bed because I think that's what you do.
Well, I think they were in a fight.
Yeah, they were in a bit of a scuffle. And usually when you like hear that somebody got burned, you're like, that must have required some fire or some oil. But this woman, she took some water, mixed it with some sugar, boiled it up, and then just made this man a human Laffy Taffy. And I just feel like another way to die that is absolutely worse than I could think of. I don't want to be burned with sugar water death.
She candied him.
She candied him.
Karina Smith, 59 years old, to her husband, who's 81 years old. And so this was one of those like they
he's not dead. I apologize. He's not dead. He had
no, he's dead.
Did he die?
Oh, he's dead.
He did die. Oh, my God. I don't apologize.
According to this is in the UK. So she was her husband's caretaker. They were in some kind of dispute, apparently. That's what they said. And another family member. So after midnight, she took a bucket from her garden and then went all the way. She set this all up. Ugh. And I don't know why she put sugar in it. It was
because
a big bucket.
Because that's what's going to get the burn.
Does it make it
it's
burn
sticky.
More?
Sticky, yeah.
I would put salt in it.
Have you ever seen, sugar gets very dangerous.
What?
You can melt a sugar and it'll burn your face right off. It's almost as bad as acid. Not quite.
It's a whale of a tale you're saying right there. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know who to believe. But she poured the liquid all over him while he was sleeping. And then she ran to her neighbor's house in tears saying, I've hurt him. I've hurt him really bad. I think I've killed him.
Okay. Well, that's never a knock you want to get on the door. Just to be like, who? Why? You did what?
That's why I don't answer the door unless you text me first.
If someone knocks on your door screaming, I've heard him, you have to answer the door. There's
do
nothing
you?
Else. What else are you going to do?
Only if I know, I guess if I know the person, but honestly, I just go and just try to keep that whole plausible deniability factor of my life.
So she was found guilty of murder. This was this week. And according to everyone, they say this was a very brutal and painful way to die.
Yes.
She confessed to manslaughter.
Yes, you are correct.
But the CPS, which is the legal part of the legal process over there,
they still wear wigs.
Is that right? They said no. We're not going to let you confess to manslaughter. This was murder, and you were deliberate, and it was bad, and it was considered. So they went with the straight up murder as opposed to manslaughter. And I have no idea what they were fighting about. He's 81. She's 59.
Enough
at some point,
to boil him alive, to kill him with boiling water.
Yeah.
I do think that's probably the worst way to die, because then it took him 6 days to die.
Hmm.
So he had to go into the hospital, which sucks.
Sucks.
You're covered in third degree burns.
Right.
Sucks. You scream and then you die.
Right.
I'm certain they must have put a line in him and you give him a bunch of morphine and then you just kind of be like, well, I guess he doesn't love. I'm not quite certain, because I know that you die as a result of burns, Because normally, like, when you're set on fire, you suffocate.
Right.
That's normally the way you die.
If it's a good situation, I would just breathe in really quick and be like, I gotta pass out here, dude.
Yes, but I also, when you get burnt like that, I'm not quite certain what it is that kills you besides just the general trauma, which could kill you, especially at 81.
Skin is the largest organ on the body. You mess with that too much. You mess with too much skin, and you're going to find yourself dead.
Is that true? Because I know when they painted that one girl gold.
Did she die?
She died. It was on Gold Dust. Was it Gold Dust? Gold Member. Gold Dust is the wrestler.
I painted.
Gold Member is the Austin Powers movie. Gold Finger.
Somebody died? Interesting.
No, I'm maybe saying a fucking...
I spray painted myself with gold in college one time for fun, and I didn't die.
Woman painted gold dies. I'm looking this up.
Okay, let's see here. We have a Google search portion of the show.
I'm going to look this up.
Here we go, and...
No, she died at 76.
1976.
Yeah,
very
she was
current
nude,
story.
And then... Yeah, she died in 76. She died in 76. Well, she dies at 76 in 2020.
Oh,
she just died.
Oh, she just died.
No fucking shit.
So she was painted gold 30 years ago.
And nothing happened to her. It's got nothing. It's not an interesting story. And it's not pertinent to what we're talking about.
Fantastic. So the thing is, this woman, Karina Smith, again, she's 59. She killed her husband, who was 81 years old, Michael Baines. They were married for 38 years. So we have a situation here. 81 minus 38. That is...
Well, she's 59.
And she's 59.
It's 22.
So
it's 22 years.
So he got a spring chicken. No, because they were married for 38.
Whoa.
So he got a real young gal. He was in his 40s. And then...
Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't know. Well, sure, but then it seems as if there may have been something.
It's because she boiled him to death.
We talk about abusive relationships, and there was no one more dangerous than one of these 30-something-year-old gals sniffing around the 80-year-old waiting for them to die.
I don't know, but that
That's
point...
That's scary.
If you are at that point in your 80s, you're in your 80s, and you're looking at one of these 30-year-olds, and you know you're going to die anyway, at least you can get a couple of nice suckies.
Maybe.
You could, like, play with some boobies right before you die. I mean, honestly, that's what you're looking for.
That's what Anna Nicole Smith did with her billionaire guy that she...
He lived the dream for about 5 years.
His family was a little bit sad, though, because then they lost a lot of the money.
They should have had bigger tits.
And they should have had better jobs. I'm with you. I actually support Anna.
If that family wanted more money, they should have been Anna Nicole Smith.
They could have made themselves into Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, take care of them. Make yourself indispensable
she was
to the rich.
Anna Nicole Smith, RIP. You know, I still think about her sometimes. Her lawyer, Howard Stern, the radio DJ. Her lawyer's name was Howard Stern. And that man... I'm surprised no stories have come out about him. Because I think he kind of killed her.
Something did. I forgot what happened to him.
I forget the story of Anna Nicole. Like, I remember her death. Everyone was, like, super shocked. But then also, like, this lawyer was really weird.
He's 52 years young. He does look not a day over. He's got libel and defamation lawsuits all over him. Prosecution for conspiracy.
Oh.
They said because he might have been involved somewhat in the death. They don't know what happened there. So yeah, he's a troubled individual that you don't want to trust.
Okay, there you go. All right, so be very careful. And if you see your significant other cooking nothing but water and sugar, just staring at you like you're about to become a fantastic, luscious starburst, you got to say, what's wrong, babe? I'm sorry, babe.
Babe.
And get some flowers.
Get some flowers, guys.
Yeah,
come on, it can deflate so many murders.
It could.
Live from your grave.
So this is the story of another useless young man. Iowa man, 20, accused of killing parents and younger sister inside home, and he's been allegedly blaming a masked intruder. He's been doing it must have been some kind of Asian.
Which is a joke from... Cable guy.
Alexander Ken Jackson. This guy, he killed his parents, 61-year-old Jan Jackson and 68-year-old Melissa Jackson, and his sister, 19-year-old Sabrina Jackson.
Oh, my God. What a scumbag.
And the reason why it happened is the same thing that happened last summer. Do you remember we had that other wackadoo dude who killed his parents because they asked him to move out?
Get out of the house. You're 20. I had a countdown, a.k.a. calendar. As soon as I turned 18, I'm out of here.
Well, it's because also
who wants to stay at home with their parents?
What's nice about your parents creating an unpleasant environment for you to live in is that it makes you independent. It makes you want to leave and do things. It makes you want to live your life outside of your parents' home.
Yeah, the amount of stress and trauma that catapulted me out of my home, you almost think perhaps it was needed in a way.
Honestly, it does help. I thanked my parents later on to be like, you helped me get out of the house, and it was really nice.
Absolutely.
But this guy, he didn't want out of the house. So he shot everybody in the house. And then there was one family friend that was staying with them who only wants to be identified as Alexander, who got shot in the foot. And what he said, that he did wake up to being shot by a man in a mask, but it seems to be the same exact shape, size, height, and because he is a specific shape.
He is. He's a doughy dude.
And so they went in there and he was wearing a mask and he thought that he would be able to get away with it by shooting everybody, but he was wrong because guess what? He is a moron.
He is a moron. Also, this reminds me a little bit of Amityville. This story, is he going with any kind of possession angle? Because in his defense, I'm sure he's going to hear voices. And no, he spoke to Satan. Or is he just like, I'm a fucking asshole?
His whole thing is, I was asleep. And a man came and killed everyone. And I didn't hear it. I just woke up to a massacre.
Buddy, you got to lay off the Ambien.
Yeah, it doesn't really work like
that. If you're sleeping through a mass murder at your house, also, let's be honest, if an intruder broke in, he's killing him first because this guy is the biggest threat to the intruder.
Of course.
The intruder goes down the line of the most powerful and then does what they do with the people who can't physically beat them. So his whole story is horseshit.
That's why I say cut the gas line, explode the house.
That's what that woman did earlier to her grandmother.
Yeah, but if you really want to wipe everybody out, that's how you do it. You do it fast.
Okay.
And it's really hard because, honestly, they really have to figure out if you can cut the gas line in a way, then no one can really tell what's going on. They could say it's some kind of mechanical, like, faulty thing inside of your home. And then insurance doesn't even look for arson.
Yeah, that's very true. Although I think that's half of insurance companies is just looking for actually, that would be a fun thing.
Well, they don't pay anything. Detective. Insurance companies don't pay anything anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Do any gas pumps work in this country? But I seriously don't know what I'm paying for my insurance because it's not accepted anywhere. So I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. It's kind of fun. It's fun. It's cool. It's cool. I'm not filled with rage about it.
I'm not.
But it reminded me about the Tyler Hadley story that I was forgot about this story about the dude that killed his parents so that he could throw the Rager of all Ragers in his house. And there's a really good Rolling Stone breakdown of his, that whole story, because he is just such a piece of shit. It also kind of brought back like high school a little bit, because, you know, the whole thing was that he was this kind of loser, quiet guy at school.
Right.
And he kept saying, like, we're going to have a big party at my house on Saturday. And everyone's just like, fucking big if true, let's see if it happens. And so, like, all day people being like, party's going on tonight. And he's just like, maybe. Hit me up, dude. Hit me up. You know, everyone's just like, all right, we'll see what's going on. And then finally he sent out one Facebook message being like, party on.
Oh,
and then everybody rolls in. And then he did beat his parents to death with a hammer because he had to take 3 ecstasy pills to do it, to psych himself up. He beat the both of them to death. He said that because
I thought ecstasy was supposed to make you love people.
I don't know. Okay. Honestly, I would never use ecstasy to kill somebody. You know what I would use? I would look at my insurance paperwork.
Yes.
Because that's what really riles you up. But he had to go through. But this story is really interesting because they just trashed this fucking house. And everybody knows. But you should read that Rolling Stone breakdown of it, because I forgot just how, number one, big the party was and how brutal the murder was.
Yeah, dude. I don't like it. Look at your kids, man. And just be like, you tripping right now, dude? Because I heard that that makes you want to kill your parents.
You being tripping aggressive right now?
Also, the inverse of that, check out Mom and Dad.
Love that movie.
I like Parents Revenge, too.
I do, too.
But yeah, some of the messages, just to show how young this Tyler Hadley kid was, he's doing a text exchange with Antonio Ramirez. He says, sup, bro? And then Antonio says, chilling, what you doing tonight? He said, trying to have a party at my crib. This is so 2014. He's like,
yes.
Crib. And he said, your parents ain't home? He's like, nope. And then Tyler said, well, they're leaving soon. And then he said, party at my crib tonight. Maybe. And then he killed his parents.
Yes,
and then the party was fucking on, dude.
But then they just absolutely destroyed that house. But, you know, it was really interesting to see how many eyewitnesses were like, man, and then fucking the beer pong, like the ball fucking fell into a bunch of, like, it was like red. It was just like crazy fucking red, like mud. This guy was like everywhere. And it's like, you pick it up, we're like, game on, whatever, bro. And I thought it was weird that it was like red. I was like, oh, it's kind of chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
Let's go. Beck is here. But yeah, they were all slathered in blood. The house was slathered in blood. He beat them to death with a hammer. And so he said it took him 3 hours to clean up the blood. And then it wasn't until the next day when he called his buddy over. He's like, I gotta tell you something fucking important, man. And then they walked down to the stop sign. And he's just like, I killed my fucking parents, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why are you telling me?
And with that information, I don't know what to do other than slowly back away. And unfortunately, you forced me to call the police, which is something I hate to do.
I don't want
to
call the police.
And initially, Tyler, this guy was such a prude. He said, don't smoke in the house. But he knew his parents were dead. But then after the party started happening, he was like, you can smoke inside. He got cooler as the
his
party went on.
His parents were, his parents' cars were parked out front of the house. No one had a single thing to say about it. They're all like, you know, no one said anything. They obviously didn't leave. And there was just one room you couldn't go into.
Dude, some of this shit is, yeah, check out this Rolling Stone article. There was at one point a skater rolled by. So they go
to some kind of vacation? He's like, so wait a second, what happened to your parents? He's like, your party was fun last night. He's like, and then he's like, hey, you know what's crazy? I might have one again tomorrow night because my parents might be going away for a while.
Whoa,
dude. Like,
wait
a second, are you moving or are you vacation? It's some kind of vacation. He's like, he's gone away.
Dude, these are such children. At one point, a skater goes by. I smell dead people. And then this dude, Mike, looked up and was like, what's that supposed to mean? He said, oh, I don't know. Some people are smoking. That's all. So it's just, again, it's scary because you have the mind of a child, but the body of a teen. Because the dude, he's a big guy. Or he was like,
he was 6 foot tall. Dude, like, he just turned on his parents. Because that's the thing is that's why I'm always scared of high school kids. Because they're the ones with nothing to lose. And they're jacked at 17. They're all full of hormones. They're technically supposed to be squirting children. If this was medieval times, they're supposed to be making a bunch of people to work the field with their cum.
Yeah, well, I guess they could also,
and it's also
murder
the casual,
their parents with a hammer.
This is also such a high school thing, too, and a young kid thing, too, which is like the casual thing of like Tyler telling people. He's like, I don't know what's going on because I'm thinking of fucking killing myself.
Right.
And everyone just being like, word.
Yet. All I know is trust your kids, but verify and lock the door at night of your room.
Yeah.
Because
that's the key.
Yeah.
Keep a barrier between you and your child after 16 years old until they get to 21.
Sure. Or until they just get out of the house and then they can do all of the fun things they've always wanted to do.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do Hero of the Week.
Yes.
Okay. This week's Hero of the Week, it's another dog. So this is Digby the dog.
I'm just glad it's more heroes that actually can't choose what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, this dog did. So this woman was suicidal, and this dog, his name is Digby, and Digby is super cute.
Adam Wirtz's dog's name is also Digby.
I know.
Will
I
Jack
love
Russell.
It. Yep. So she had this idea. She was getting really depressed, and then she used to be doing a lot of therapy and stuff, and they called Digby a diffusing dog who was used during talk therapy. So this woman was super sad, and then they called up Digby, and Digby said to her, I know what you're going through. I'm Digby the dog. Everything's going to be all right, dude. Don't even worry about it. Digby is cool. Digby is here for you.
It's kind of a trick.
And then she didn't commit suicide. Yeah, it is
a
trick.
It works, though. They bring out a cute dog. I've never heard of this before because she was sitting on the balcony. Going to jump.
Yep.
And they just bring out a cute dog by the cops. And they're like, see this cute dog?
I'm telling you.
That's
brilliant.
It works.
This is what, this is according to Digby's trainer. They say huge thanks to Digby's handler, Matt, for a superb job today. The training and support he gives Digby every day and what the duo do for crews who have experienced traumatic situations. Hashtag dream team.
That's huge, but honestly, you know what you need to do for me?
What?
If I'm ever fucking about to jump?
What?
I need a big old aluminum foil pan filled with pulled pork.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then I'll roll and be like, all right, I'll give it a try.
Yes.
Is this Carolina? Carolina pulled pork?
Is that the one you like the most?
I don't know.
Isn't that the dry?
No, that's vinegary.
Which is the dry? That's,
well, technically, St. Louis.
Is that Kansas?
St. Louis, Kansas City, that type, that's a dry rub. Mm-hmm. Texas is a wet rub.
I like that wet rub.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
I know what your behaviors are.
Anywho, another message about Digby says, my own experience can testify that dogs can pull people back from the very lowest moments. All power to Digby, and especially to the lady. I hope she gets all the support that she needs. And look at Digby there.
Digby's
very kind of a bigger
cute
dog than you might know. He's a cute little, he's just a good dog.
He's shaggy, he's good. And also, apparently, Digby sucks dick.
No, he does not.
That's how it helps.
No, that would not be good for Digby or anyone. Okay, let's move on. Henry, you have letters. Letters.
Now time for some listener emails.
Thank you.
A few years ago, I was living in Denver, and one of my coworkers told me a very recent story.
Hmm.
A few frat boys that they knew were messing around in the many fields of Colorado, which we saw. What a beautiful, beautiful place.
Man, Colorado is so freaking gorgeous. And again, thanks to the people of Denver who came out to Red Rocks, everyone was so unbelievably sweet.
It was to be incredibly, those incredibly hip, those neighborhoods like Riron and Lilo.
I didn't experience those.
It was fun.
Okay.
And so these frat boys, they kept running up on some groundhogs to scare them and looking in their groundhog holes and all that shit. These are some college kids, no older than 22. Just some hard-headed frat boy types messing around.
Leave them alone.
Leave
the groundhog alone.
About 3 days later, they all started feeling sick, noticing little warts in their skin. They go to the doctor to see what's going on, and they find out it's the bubonic plague.
What?
Yep. They were probably surprised and terrified of that news, and then it got worse because the plague had already started showing lesions. There was basically nothing that they could do. Plague is pretty easy to defeat if you catch it quick with antibiotics. But at that point, the doctor told them they basically had about 3 days to live.
What?
All of them died.
What?
Moral of the story... Don't fuck with groundhogs.
Don't fuck with groundhogs. We learned that from, well, I guess that was a gopher in Caddyshack, but similar. How, there's no other explanation? How they just looked in a hole in the ground and got...
Fleas from the groundhogs jumped and bit them while they were there and gave them the plague. It is still out there. Bubonic plague is live. It's real. It's not looking for a comeback because it's right there.
Oh, my God. Just when we weren't horrified enough, the bubonic... plague is still out there.
This is a story that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to read this letter specifically because I brought up on last episode about the idea that Disney hides the fact that nobody dies on Disney grounds by if you die on Disney grounds, they move you off in order to declare you dead somewhere else.
Sure.
And according to Snopes and to certain other people, some incensed emails that are like, that's a fucking myth. It's not real. I mean, you don't all sound like that, but some of you do.
Many do.
The thing is that I know from certain personal connections that it is indeed real.
So you're pushing back on Snopes.
And I have a statement from somebody that agrees with me that said that this is real. Because I've looked this up before.
Okay, I believe you.
So we'll see. Maybe it's deeper. Maybe it's deeper. It's even more incorrect, but who knows? I challenge me. I don't care. Because we're here. This is about illumination here.
I agree. And Snopes is not impervious to being wrong.
Who knows? So, regarding to Henry's statement on the latest side stories about Disneyland and their policy on death at the park, no one is ruled dead on site, no matter how cold the body or how much of it has been done to being hosed off the ride. And he is absolutely correct. I work graveyard and have for a while. Hearing of other employees dying in the park, while not common, happens a couple of times a year. It's usually due to heart attacks.
That seems kind of common.
I mean, if you have hundreds of employees, okay, right? Who knows?
All right.
It's usually due to heart attack or pre-existing conditions. The latest ones I had become aware of is an older person who works on the rides had went off to do a job on his own, and when they went to go check on him after failing to return for a few hours, they found him dead in a maintenance bay. The other is a worker who was working on a large theater on site and that the public has access to and had happen again overnight. He had not tied off property while working in the rafters and fell several stories down onto the chairs below. And the ride that is currently being built for Toontown led to an outside contractor's death as he was crushed while laying down new cables and the steel plates that had held back the dirt for the trenches failed and fell on top of him with dirt pouring on top. The last one I had witnessed shortly after the incident, before the ambulance and news vans had arrived. Disney's way of getting around to this most often is to get EMTs to respond over paramedics, as EMTs cannot pronounce someone dead and must wait until the body is transferred to a hospital or a doctor to call it. This is much more common with the overnight crews, as it is easier to hide from the public eye. If you're interested in more gruesome deaths, then check out the things that have happened at the Matterhorn, which is true. The Matterhorn's always closed down. Woman falling and getting cheese grated until only her legs sticking out were the identifiable parts.
Jeez.
Big Thunder Mountain, coupling and axle failures leading to a nearly decapitated head of a man and severe head injury to a child. Rivers of America, an improperly secured boat leading to a dock anchor shooting off and smashing someone's face in. The monorail, multiple crush deaths from riding over people trying to sneak into the park. Songs of America, another crush death. That's a cast member. Roger Rabbit ride, parents trying to hand off a child to another car, dropping child and they get pinned and crushed between the vehicles.
They were trying to hot potato their kid while they were on a freaking carnival ride.
And the Roger Rabbit ride just moves in circles, like all frenetically, right? And the People Mover, two separate events of teenagers trying to jump between cars and getting crushed and killed, leading it to be nicknamed the People Remover. But just know, but that's why. So it does happen.
Right.
It does happen.
It sounds like it does. And it's all with the backdrop of Looney Tunes music and just like fun. Like, hey, aren't you having fun?
It's
aren't
a
you
great,
having fun?
Big, beautiful and then just tomorrow.
Like, oh, I'm getting crushed by this monorail.
But it is fun. And here's one last, this is one last story. I went to St. James for a few years as a kid. This is the story. Remember the nun last week that got arrested finally?
For stealing some
old,
of that money.
Yeah, $835,000 like she embezzled.
Yeah, she had to go to Vegas and gamble.
Sure. My dad wanted me in a Catholic school thinking it would be safer than public school. We weren't particularly religious in any way, and other than being Irish and Latina, so as per tradition, you're baptized as a baby. Done.
Sure.
Anyway, I was in elementary school there, and I was a weird, queer, weirdo nerd who was not well socialized because overprotective dad, and therefore was awkward as hell and bullied daily, especially by the kids who had money. One day, a couple of years in and a few bitch fests later, everything culminated in a sit down because I finally got back at my biggest bully. During a game of Pictionary, I had drawn Miss Piggy, but instead I said it was this homegirl who used to tease me the most.
Okay.
I knew I was going to get in trouble, but I was over it. Once pulled
That's
into Mary Margaret's
bad.
Office. No, no, of course not. But once pulled into Mary Margaret's office, I had asked why she had never did anything about stopping the people who teased me. She said, "Some people were made by God to be bullied."
Oh.
"And I was there for the others to feel better about themselves."
What the fuck is going on in
She's
the nunnery?
Mean. This is a mean-ass woman. Also, she could tell I was gay, right? Gay game sees game here, A sister is what she says. "And that God couldn't help people like me."
Oh.
"I was damned to be a loser. And when my dad came in and I told him what she said, she called me a liar to my dad and said I was a filthy lesbian."
Oh my goodness.
Which is, hey, that's, she tore his right. So this woman's always been a bitch.
Yes, she has. Yeah. Wow.
And then they pulled her out. And that was at 10 years old.
Oh my God. Yep. All right. Well, fuck that nun then. I defended her slightly just because she's a small gambling habit.
I also like people who embezzle money from the church.
It's kind of funny to me.
It's
also
fun.
You think about a nun and then she's like, but it only works if the nun is very pious and very sweet.
Of and course. And everybody loves her.
And everyone loves her. And then you find out she has a bunch of money inside of her crevices. And she's walking out with a large gate because she's stealing all the communion cash.
Yeah, that's incredible.
But fuck that nun. And I'm happy that you made it through that as a young child.
Welcome.
That can be very, very devastating
of
to
course.
Deal with, from especially coming from an authority figure.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you all so much for listening.
Guys, we are prepping you right now because we're going to be saying this next couple weeks. We're about to do a big date dump.
Date dump.
Date dump.
Date dump.
2021 on you. Because we are going to be hitting the road hardcore. We can't tell
wait.
You where we're going yet, but we want you to know that we know where we're going.
Sort of.
And then you will know when we're allowed to tell you.
Yes, and of course.
Isn't that great? That's information.
Because,
this is what we were told to say by our agents.
Yeah, they don't help us at all with messaging. So we promise you we have some dates coming in the very near future.
Very
we
soon.
Can't wait to see you all on the road. And again, thanks to everyone who came out to Red Rocks. That was just such a once-in-a-lifetime.
I am so overwhelmed
and,
by last week.
Everyone was just so sweet. And I can already tell people, we had, oh my God, we're adulting. So we had a baby shower for the three women that we know are pregnant. And it was just so amazing to get everyone together again. People.
Yes.
You don't see, and people who you could tell, some people who stayed in their house for past year and a half, and other people who like so associated with folks a little bit.
Yes,
because it was like, do you remember humans?
No, it means a lot.
But it was
though.
Very sweet.
It's just so good to see human faces again because you can remember that all of the things that you read about on the internet are not real.
And
all
I
the
like
time.
To see their faces.
And I like to see people's faces. You can connect again, and it does mean quite a bit.
I focus a lot on teeth. Isn't that weird?
What?
All right, everyone, you have to do your triple L.
I'm just so confused, but I guess I love the idea that you live.
I think of teeth.
You live your life looking at people's teeth.
I don't know.
Like what? Like you want to collect them? Like they're
no. I'm kind of attracted to mouths, but the
people's teeth. You laugh at the idea of smashing their mouths and taking their teeth and making them to cufflinks, and that you love that. That's a thing that you like.
Not like that.
That you think the teeth are human jewelry, or
no? Did you finish it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you're happy and safe out there. Hail yourselves!
Hail Satan!
Magustulations!
Hail me!
Indeed, don't kill your grandma!
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.